All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another edition of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week coming to you from the United Center in Chicago on this night before Thanksgiving. And what do we have to be thankful for this week? Well, we've got a ton of matches here. We've got Reggie B. Fine facing off against Scott Taylor. Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against Barry Horowitz. Brian Christopher facing off against Terry Taylor. And then in our could be double main event, really. Jerry Lawler takes on Iron Mike Sharp. And the American Tag Team titles are on the line as the Acolytes defend the titles against the Gilbert Brothers. So it's a quick match as we get everything ready for Thanksgiving. But we want to make sure there is still a card here at the United Center. All right, first up, we have Reggie B. Fine facing off against Scott Taylor. And Reggie and Scott have a decent match. It's not likely to become match of the night, but the two try to make their mark on the Interstate 74 division. Reggie has the match well in hand until he telegraphs a backdrop that Scott counters with a swinging neckbreaker to get the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winner is Scott Taylor. Next match has Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against Barry Horowitz. And Marconi and Horowitz have a wonderful match, with both men also seeking to become top contenders for Johnny B. Badd's Interstate 74 title. Marconi has the advantage for most of the match, but Horowitz has a few high spots as well. However, Marconi gets the pin after a powerbomb into the turnbuckle in a time of 13 minutes, 49 seconds. Then we have Brian Christopher, the other half of Too Cool, facing off against Terry Taylor. Taylor and Dillon come down to the ring first. They complain about the true lack of competition he's receiving in these matches. This week he has Brian Christopher. Taylor has a hard time putting Brian away quickly, but Brian eventually falls to the flying forearm in a time of 11 minutes, 46 seconds. After picking up the win, Taylor demands the microphone where he tells the PWA fans to go to hell. He is done with the PWA if he isn't going to be considered a top contender and continually forced to fight those beneath him. As the crowd boos him, he leaves the ring in disgust. So, apparently Terry Taylor's gone now. Can't say I'm not sad, but whatever. All right, at the interview desk, we have superstar Billy Graham, Italian Stallion, and Michelle McCool coming out. And they challenge the Stud Stable to put the titles on the line against them at Christmas Chaos. The Nightmares come out and claim that they are the number one contenders. But Danny has a proposition for Graham and Stallion. They're both members of Michelle's Nightmares stable, so let's settle it like gentlemen. A best of three matches series between the two teams. The winners are the undisputed number one contenders for the Illinois Tag Team titles. Michelle promises to stay in the back during the series of matches to let the teams settle things among themselves. She doesn't want to show any form of favoritism between the two teams. So here we have it. Match one of the best of three matches between Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion and the Nightmares. And they quickly go down to the ring. Quick match. Graham makes Danny submit to a bear hug to pick up the first win in this best of three series. Graham and Stallion have that first win in a time of 5 minutes, 39 seconds. Then Iron Mike Sharp and Missy Hyatt come out to the interview desk. Missy speaks about Sharp using Lawler as a stepping stone toward the American heavyweight title. Sharp cautions Lawler against thinking he will get any closer to the Illinois heavyweight title in this match. Mark Lawrence looks at him like he has three heads because Lawler wants nothing to do with the Illinois heavyweight title. Missy tries to rein Sharp in, but he seems to be channeling his inner Terry Funk right now. Missy finally takes him away from the desk and leads him down to the ring. Backstage, Lance Russell catches up with Jerry Lawler in the dressing room. He asks about Sharp's comments that were just on the monitor. Lawler goes into what a complete idiot Sharp is. No wonder he needs Missy Hyatt around to take care of him. He's completely out of touch with reality. Lawler warns Sharp that he is going to set him straight by the end of this match. So here we are. Jerry Lawler facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Lawler takes control from the very beginning. Sharp tries to take control of the match, but Lawler refuses to sell to him. Missy tries to make herself known in the match, but Lawler swings at her to keep her off the ring apron with a vicious left hook. Sharp tries to get the advantage in the match with a quick handful of tights, but Lawler kicks out. Lawler drops the strap and nails Sharp with a series of vicious right jabs. Lawler levels Sharp with the vicious left hand before setting him up for the pile driver for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winner is Jerry the King Lawler. All right, now we got one last match. Main event. American heavyweight titles on the line. The Acolytes defending the titles against the Gilbert Brothers. And the Acolytes take quick advantage of Doug in the early moments of the match. Farouk nails him with the clothesline from hell for the pin to retain the titles in a time of 8 minutes, 17 seconds. After the match, Eddie tries to get the match restarted, but referee David Manning won't allow it. Doug loses the match for his brothers, and the American Tag Team Champions retained the titles. During his tirade, Farouk takes Eddie out of the ring with the clothesline from hell. The Acolytes stand tall in the ring with the title belts while the Gilberts look on with dismay as the episode ends. Or as I said, a quick Thanksgiving Eve edition of Pro Wrestling America. But still action-packed in there. Still getting ready. We are 4 weeks away from Christmas Chaos on Christmas Eve. What better way could we have it? But again, it's all going to be shaping up in these next couple of weeks as to what Christmas Chaos is going to look like, at least the pairings of the matches. Stipulations still will be decided and chosen randomly that night. So I encourage you to keep up with us as we go into this. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.